Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I have a confession. Celine Dion, I'm a fan. I don't mind telling you. I say, whatever. Some people don't like her, but I like her a lot. I like her music. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? If I'm going to confess something, I guess I better tell you who I am, right? I am the Small Business Advocate, and I have a website that I'd like to encourage you to check out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You probably heard of that before, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We find a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. That's what we do here on this show and on all the things that I do in my world. And whether it's be a written word, which you'll find articles I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, or you'll find audio, you'll find podcasts of the interviews that I do on my radio show every week. And there are thousands of all of that there, going back, 16 years. So you can find, if you have a member of our Brain Trust you like in particular, somebody you really like what they have to say and you'd like to know more about what they think, you can go back and listen. Many, 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 many of the pieces of the podcast that we have are evergreen. And so whatever, if you like what somebody has to say, go back and find out what else they've said, and maybe you can learn from them. And video, we got dozens and dozens, I don't know, 100, couple hundred, 300, maybe video up on our website that go all the way back to when we started doing our videos. These are all 3 minutes or so, counting the opener and the closer, maybe 3.5 minutes all together. So it's in and out, bada bing, bada bam. I cut to the chase, and you don't have to listen long, so... So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. But don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And it's all just for you. You know, folks, one of the things that I'm not going to let up on, because I feel like it's a full frontal assault on you and me, and that's the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. I'm not going to let up on this. You know, over the years... I have been accused of being a Republican and a Democrat. I've been confused of being a liberal and a conservative, because I have pretty much I've been sort of a political agnostic, other than the things that really mattered to small business. Regardless of who you were, even Republicans, when Republicans misbehaved about small business, I would be on them like you know what. But this particular administration, the Obama administration, has really pushed me to the edge and has caused me to come out much more vociferously against them, because almost everything they do is, in my opinion, is a full frontal assault to small business. Now, that's my opinion. This has nothing to do with personalities, nothing to do with any individuals. I'm talking about the policies. The policies of the administration, of the Obama administration, have been anti-business. And because of that, I have felt the need to be more outspoken against their policies. And I have been primarily about Obamacare. Obamacare is an assault. And folks, let me tell you something. If you remember, I was telling you this, I was reporting on this with other experts on this back in 2009, back in 2010, when the law was proposed in 2009, when it was passed in 2010, before Obama was elected in 2008, but he was talking about this kind of a policy, this kind of a healthcare policy. I warned you, along with others, we warned you that this policy, this approach, this philosophy, this ideology, this methodology would not work. That they would not be able to successfully take over a 200-year-old marketplace that was 1/6 of our economy. They would not be able to legislate that into the fabric of our lives. They would not be able to do that successfully. And over the in the intervening years, as I've continued to be consistent against this law, I've been called a lot of different things by a lot of different people, including racist. I mean, think about that. When you accuse me of being racist, that's you're really grasping. It shows that you don't have much of a leg to stand on. Others have been accused the same way. This has nothing to do with any individuals, folks. It has to do with bad thinking, bad policy, and bad ideology. And the ideology of this administration is to pick winners and losers. We've seen this with the green campaigns, the alternative energy campaigns. We saw the winners and losers that they try to pick. We saw this in the recovery after the crash of 2008. Winners and losers. This is the ideology. This administration believes that it can pick winners and losers, and in the process, they muck around with a free market economy that is not perfect, but it is pretty darn consistent over the years, and they thought they could literally legislate a healthcare in their image, a healthcare system in their image by legislation. And I knew that it wouldn't work. I predicted that it wouldn't. I was outspoken against it. And now we've been, those of us who were like me, who made those predictions, who made those arguments, we've been proven to be right. And now it's time, when something doesn't work, you know, give it a shot. Give it your best shot. If it works, great. If it sort of doesn't work, fix it. But if it's not going to work, let's cut our losses. Let's move on to something else. That's what we need to encourage this administration to do now with Obamacare. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.